What do you mean?
Like, what expansion team has done the best? And
oh, I got it. Oklahoma City. They weren't an expansion team. Relocation.
Relocation.
So then you messed up the question.
No. Because I mean, it's still a new city you found.
That's tangent to what I was asking. But but from a true expansion
team. Los Angeles Lakers, they moved from Minneapolis. They were pretty successful. Yeah, the LA Dodgers, they moved from Brooklyn. All right, pretty successful.
Let's do expansion then. So who is it?
The New York Mets. They're an expansion team.
The Cleveland Browns. The Marlins.
Technically, they don't count as well. Well, they don't draw well. They're not very successful.
No, but they've won two World Series.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, well, what are we basing it on?
Former Colts, Texans. No, they haven't.
Are you basing it on championships or business success?
Just success.
Yeah, the Mets.
It's an organization that people respect and say this thing is amazing. It's the Mets, right?
Well, I think so.
So we're eliminating relocation.
Eliminating really because there's too many. Every
well, if you do relocations, it's the Lakers and the Dodgers,
Ravens, too.
Or even the Yankees. The Yankees were actually originally the Baltimore Orioles,
and the Ravens have what, two championships,
three Super Bowls,
two.
Yeah, but forget about championships. Right. That's not the way to look at it. It's can you be a successful business? That's what I'm saying. And the Devils are like, well, they're not the Rangers, but they're successful.
If that's the case, we have to kind of eliminate any of the football because you're going to be a successful business as a football team.
Do you think this market,
even if your team is bad,
can this market support a third football team? The answer is yes. The same works in football. Absolutely. You put an NFL stadium on Long Island or in New York City, they'd sell out every weekend.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And again, what you can't get lost
because
in.
Because the Long Island fan, it's a hike, yeah, as Sean knows.
Oh, absolutely.
God, yes.
Would you become a fan? The Long Island, I don't know, Seahawks. Not even Seahawks. I'm wrong. The Long Island Sharks. Would you become a fan?
No.
Even if it was literally 5 miles from your house.
I would go to like games that didn't interfere with the Giants.
That's it. That's the point.
But it's too late in my life. Okay. But here's what I would do.
So how long until you say, you know, I really don't want to go to the Meadowlands.
It's not about me.
I'm 55 years old at this point. I'm not driving. I'm not getting on the bus.
No,
I would get to New Jersey.
But Tiki, with football, I could get that on TV. I'm okay. But where I would, that's the one example where I think I would look at my two kids and go, you know what? We never had an NFL team on Long Island. You make the choice.
And that is how you grow a fan base. And that is where a baseball team or a football team, we could expand it to football because I think it includes both.
There's enough people.
There are enough people where, and again, you can't get lost in, are you going to be a fan of that team? Because you even asked that to Sean. That's not the point. No one's ever suggesting a new baseball team would have more fans than the Mets or the Yankees, just like a new hockey team or a new basketball team or even a new football team. Because guess what? There was a moment where the Jets were the new football team. There was a moment where the Islanders and the Devils were the new hockey teams. A moment where the Nets were the new basketball team. The Mets were the new baseball team. It always starts where you're new. And I think in all of those cases, while they may have cut the lead, they are all second.
Right? The Nets still in the league.
Or third. Right? In the case of the Devils or the Islanders. That's all you need to be. No one suggests, if they're being intellectually honest, that any of those second teams can't exist. The Mets can exist. Even the Nets exist. We make fun of them, but they sell out every game in Brooklyn. They're doing fine. The move to Brooklyn was the best move they ever made. It can support another team. The Devils do fine. The Islanders do fine. So I believe firmly that it, and there's reasons why this can't happen, not to get in the weeds. There's an antitrust exam. There's a lot of reasons why the Mets and Yankees wouldn't allow it to happen. I'm merely saying if it could, it would work. If there was a baseball team on Long Island, they would draw.
Yeah.
Even if it's not from fans. The same way we mock the Nets. It doesn't matter if there are fans in the building. Are there customers in the building? Yes, it works. And our market can support it.
I had to go into the wonderful world of Google.
Yes.
And ask the question that I ask you all.
Yeah.
The answer is obvious.
Yeah. I got it, too.
What's the question again? I forgot.
The most successful expansion franchise.
And how are we basing success? By business or by championships?
A little bit of both.
It's the Vegas Golden Knights.
Huh?
The Vegas Golden Knights.
Not yet.
Does somebody else are missing?
The Miami Heat.
Oh, it's a good one.
Miami Heat. What is it? Six trips to the finals, conference finals, four trips to the NBA finals, and three titles.
Yeah.
And they're always good.
No, you're right. Look, a lot of our sports teams are expansion franchises. Yeah.
I just kind of forgot the Miami Heat were an expansion team.
Yes, no. I mean, look, most of the NBA was.
That's a good point.
Because that's how we expanded the sport. Right. I just think, the only reason I bring it up today is because of Sacramento and Vegas, and you think about how baseball is trying to figure out what the landscape's going to look like. It will never happen I'm pretty sure about this. There are territorial rights that these owners have. So Steve Cohen, Hal Steinbrenner, even the Phillies and Red Sox could veto a team playing in New Jersey or Long Island. So there are ways where it could not happen.
Right. Isn't that happening in basketball out in California?
where there are territorial rights.
Or maybe baseball in California with territorial rights.
Yeah, there are in baseball there are territorial
that's why
rights.
These teams get stuck.
Yeah.
In these non, you know, I don't want to call them elite, but you know what I mean. These non-populated areas because they can't go.
But here's what's crazy: baseball has this economic issue. Put another team in New York. They'll have a huge payroll.
Right.
They'll draw well. Even if most of the fans are Met and Yankee fans who just want to go to a game, it will be great for business. I'm telling you right now, I believe it. It'll never happen, but it should. I once did it in a video game, though. I created the New Jersey Aviators. I forget which video game allowed you to do it. MLB The Show doesn't, as great as it is. But there was a baseball game back in the day that let you create expansion teams. And yeah, I created the Aviators of New Jersey. They won the World Series. They beat the Yankees on a Mike Piazza home run. I took Piazza away from the Mets.
Why'd you name them that?
They gave you about 15 options. Like, you couldn't just name the team whatever you wanted. So I picked the Aviators because, I don't know, it just sounded kind of cool.
You leaned on Teterboro Airport and said, I got to name a team. Like
I didn't even think about that. I don't know why. It just sounded good.
Aviators.
The Aviators, yeah. You don't
this
like
is
it?
Easy.
The Pumpers.
No, he's a Jet fan.
Oh God.
I didn't even think of that. Subconsciously.
That's a good point. Let's go to Joe in Clifton. Hey, Joe.
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Listen, you had that flashback call, which is a classic.
Yeah.
As insane as that call was, there's a little semblance of validity to it. Remember, the football Giants used to play in the Polo Grounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously, the baseball Giants, that's where they played, the Polo Grounds. So it is not inconceivable that Willie Mays' locker was next to Frank Gifford's. In September, or Chuck Connolly. So it's not, yes, it's insane, but not quite.
Well, I would imagine, and appreciate your call, Joe.
Thanks.
That back in that era, and I know this because I used to have these conversations with Frank, and Frank was awesome. And he was just, he's so personable. And I'd ask him about playing sports and living in New York City at the time. And he said everybody who was everybody, so all the other sports stars, the politicians, the Broadway stars, like they all hung out in one place. Sometimes they just come to his apartment. And so there was a very high likelihood that the New York football Giants and the New York baseball Giants actually had a lot of interaction.
Did you ever hang out with the Mets or the Yankees? I know. You didn't share the stadium or anything like that.
Not necessarily.
Nah.
That would have been fun. I mean, I became friends with CC.
That's true. So, and you became a Yankee fan.
Right.
Though CC,
we hung out a lot.
CC came
when
to the Yankees.
When he signed his extension, I was at his house. I was
very
there.
Cool.
It was awesome.
But think about it. CC came to New York to become a Yankee after you'd retired.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you never.
But he played. Tracy and I tried to figure this out the other day. Like, wait, how long have we known them? And it goes back to Sandy. Because when Sandy happened, we got evacuated. We were living in Jersey City right on the water. And so police literally knocked on our door and said, you have to leave.
Wow.
And we were like, where the hell are we going?
2012. Right?
2012. Right. And so we went to Amber and CeCe's and stayed with them. And so that's how we became really tight.
Let's go to Jeff in Freehold. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I just kind of wanted to touch base about that Cade Cunningham, Jalen Brunson comparison you made earlier.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you're really taking into account the dynamic of the Knicks this year as opposed to what they were last year and then what Cade Cunningham is this year with the Pistons.
Completely different role.
I
get that. Cade Cunningham is far and away their best player while Jalen is trying to orchestrate around a much more talented roster.
Exactly. Like having Kat and having Bridges come in. And obviously, we see what Ananobi can do offensively when Brunson's not there. He's kind of, you know, last year it was him. He was the guy. He needed to carry them.
But doesn't that point, which is a good one, their roles are completely different, doesn't that actually boost up the case for Cade Cunningham? Mm. He's far and away the best player on the team. He's got to take more shots than anybody else. He's got to take every big shot. He is the alpha. He is the guy. Now, I agree that brings his numbers up a tad. I agree with that. But he's also being asked to do a lot more.
Right.
So when we compare the two players, and if I'm going to be fair about Cade Cunningham versus Jalen Brunson, I'll give you this fairness. In this upcoming series, I wouldn't be brash enough to say the best player on the floor is Cade Cunningham. He could be in the best of seven series, but Jalen's accomplished more. He's accomplished more in the postseason. Cade Cunningham's first postseason shot was coming this year.
Right.
He's never done it before. So I get it that Brunson's established himself more. But I think we are seeing an emerging star who will pass Jalen Brunson.
And it's hard to predict that Cade's going to have a better postseason simply because of the supporting cast that Jalen Brunson has.
He's got a better supporting
much
cast.
Much better support, much deeper supporting cast.
I mean, think about this.
Much who's more the, experienced supporting cast.
Who's the second best player on the Detroit Pistons? Is it Malik Beasley? Is it Tobias Harris? Is it Jaden Ivey when he plays? Is it Tim Hardaway? I mean, who is it?
Beasley, right? Based on this.
I agree with you. No, I think that's the answer, but that's a big drop off compared to what Jalen's going through. This isn't a knock on Jalen Brunson. It's more, I think our last caller is 100% right. They're just very different. They're asked to do very different things. Mm-hmm. One is asked to be the far and away do-everything alpha, and the other one, while the best player on the team, is kind of orchestrating around other really good players.